Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are talking water on this weekend show. Pleased to be joined in studio by the new general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District, Ed Pattison, as well as the public relations coordinator for TUD, Lisa Westbrook. Mr. Pattison, during the last segment, you ended talking about a number of the projects that are underway and getting ready to get underway. You know, what are some of the other projects that are on that list?
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about them. Later this year, the district's going to be replacing two more sewer pump stations on Saratoga Road and at Columbia Village, just off Parrots Ferry Road. There's a lot of details here, but you know, a lot of this is available online with our capital improvement plan, or people want to check into it. And we encourage people to go to our website if they have any further information, or if they actually want to talk, they can give us a call. But some of the other projects, Cuesta Heights water system improvements, Mono Vista tank replacement, Tuolumne City water main replacement. There's an O'Neill tunnel repair that we're looking at, the Table Mountain Ditch near Rawhide Road, Lakewood Dam repair, Columbia Ditch spill improvements, tank ventilation improvements, the Twain Hart Interceptor improvements, and then new installation of screening at the Law and Justice sewer pump station with this new courthouse and that's going in that I think everyone's excited about. We're also continuing to collaborate with Curtis Creek Elementary School to construct a water main down Standard Road from the intersection with Mona Way to the school. We're looking at construction to be complete by summer 2020 on that project. We have a big project at the Regional Wastewater Treatment Plant, which also includes a septage receiving station that gets septage from the septage tank haulers from both Calaveras, Tuolumne counties. It's quite a bit. And then we're seeking funding to construct a regional water treatment plant for our upper system at Sierra Pines. We're in design engineering on that right now. And then I'm really interested in also looking at the regional water treatment plant for the Sonora area as well. Again, consolidating those 11 plants are they're smaller, tough to operate, to these more modern day, larger regional treatment plants. And I think I'll close with our engineering department's also working on 6 development projects that are private developers that are moving forward with various sizes of developments. But they are about a couple hundred units in total. And so a very important part of our community.
And Lisa Westbrook, there's a pretty big fire safety project as well, correct?
Yes. We have a joint collaborative community partnership is what I call it, that we're working with numerous agencies trying to make a more of a forest health, safety, fire reliability project for not only Tuolumne Utilities District, but the entire Tuolumne County. So back in 2016, TUD applied for a grant as the grant applicant, and we were received $496,000 from the Sierra Nevada Conservancy. And what that was for was to implement a critical fuel break along the Tuolumne Main Canal, which conveys water from Lyons Reservoir. It's been a very high concern from CAL FIRE community leaders and people that live in Tuolumne County for a long time. They know about that wooden structure that comes out of Lyons Reservoir, and that is the main water supply for Tuolumne County. So speaking about that, we are going to be doing a fuel break work, and it's about 202 acres. And part of that's on Forest Service land and also on SPI land and PG&E land. And so the biggest issue about that, if a wildfire came through that canyon and it would destroy a section of the flume, and people in Tuolumne County would be suffering from that, and they would be out of water for some time until it could get rebuilt. So more recently on this project, we have partnered up with the Tuolumne Rancheria Miwok Fire Department, and they are doing an absolutely great job on the South Fork Road section of the flume, which is H, I, and J sections of the flume, and they're doing hand thinning. They started in December. They have stopped now because of the winter weather. We're hoping they can start back up again, hopefully in March when it dries out, we're hoping. And they will be continuing doing handwork in that area, and then we're going to be putting out a request for proposal to do some mastication work also under that area. But it's been a great collaboration. Part of our partners are the Stanislaus National Forest, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, Sierra Pacific Industries, the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, the California Conservation Corps, and of course the Tuolumne Rancheria Miwok Fire Department. So we're continuing to move forward on that project. We're hoping to get it completed by the end of this year.
That's great. Ed Pattison, as general manager, you know, you talked earlier about some of the challenges with the existing infrastructure with TUD. You know, looking ahead into long-term kind of strategic planning, you know, what would you like to see for the district?
I can tell you it's all about partnerships. These projects are so large that, as Lisa just summarized on some of our forest thinning efforts, it takes partners to see these huge, large projects through. It takes a lot of time, resources, funding. The only way we're going to get these done and be successful is partnerships and sustained effort forward. I attended the County Board of Supervisor meeting a few weeks ago when Chairman Carl Rodifer read a statement about the new FireWise initiative that the county has taken a lead effort on. I thought it was a great statement. It shows a real commitment to making Tuolumne County safer. I know a lot of work's already been done, but with the recent history of Paradise Fire in our minds, we don't want to see that in Tuolumne County. I think our board and our water district is fully supportive of that FireWise initiative for Tuolumne County. Similarly, I really feel strongly, this is my personal opinion, we need to talk this through in our strategic plan update that we're embarking on soon. It's a part of our budget-making process we can touch briefly on in a moment, but we need a similar companion water supply initiative. When Lisa talked about that ditch and the potential catastrophic loss of that ditch and what it means to Tuolumne County and its economic interest and just our vegetation and quality of life, water supply is a huge issue, and it's been talked about for decades. We're at a unique time in history where the State Water Board is regulating water more than ever before in terms of 40% natural flow in the lower San Joaquin River that you may have seen in the headline news that's erupted in a raft of litigation against the State Water Board. We have the whole Bay Delta Plan and the Twin Tunnels. We have ever-increasing water conservation mandates, both indoor and outdoor. That's going to mean more work here in Tuolumne County. You know, we have an old system. There's significant unaccounted for water, and the state's watching this very carefully. So our staff is working proactively to keep abreast of these changing needs, but also under my leadership, we're really working hard to develop the partnerships with the county, the city of Sonora, Chamber of Commerce, Farm Bureau. We're reaching out. We're looking for this companion initiative to be able to protect our water, ensure water supply reliability, and to do so for the most affordable price possible. But there's a lot of work here, and we need all the partners we can get to see us through in this forward sustained momentum that I'm hoping we achieve and identify more specifically in our upcoming strategic plan update.
Water supply, I know, as you know, that's something that's been talked about for many years in Tuolumne County, the desire to have more water supply. Is it realistic that things can be done with the money that's available to increase the supply?
It's a challenging discussion, and as everyone knows, it's going to be really the devil in the details. But the recent Pacific Gas and Electric bankruptcy has really thrown a lot of uncertainty at Tuolumne County right now. I can't comment too far because you can even ask any attorney or experts, and a lot of people will answer uncertainty. That's about as far as people can go with that. But as some people may know, Tuolumne Utilities District, on behalf of the residents of many of the residents of Tuolumne County, about 55,000, benefit from a 1983 agreement with Pacific Gas and Electric. Now that they're in bankruptcy, one of my chief concerns now is the continuance of that 1983 contract and PG&E's ability to honor that contract. The PG&E statement is that they will continue to provide services during this bankruptcy. We have not seen any reason not to believe that. I think they're responsive with the recent power outages, but we are concerned about potential uncertainty with regard to water supply. But more generally, there are projects out there to improve efficiencies, reduce unaccounted for water, possible acquisition of certain PG&E systems so that TUD and Tuolumne County can own its own water supply, its own water storage facilities, its own hydropower facilities, its water rights, which are all a package or a portfolio, if you will, of water supply that would benefit Tuolumne County. So Tuolumne Utilities District is working on all of these issues right now. And again, we are looking for partners. Do we have enough money for all of this? That's, at the end of the day, the big question. All I can say right now is we're looking into it. We need to determine what that cost is, where are we at now, and together as a community and as a as partnering agencies, how do we get from here to there?
The other thing that I wanted to mention, BJ, is that the staff at TUD, along with Ed in his leadership role, we're always looking for grant funding opportunities, whether it's a partnership with other agencies. We do look at those, and there are a lot, especially anything related to forest health and watershed improvements. Those seem to be more active, showing up between the state water board. And so those opportunities do come up with grant funding. So we're always looking at those very carefully. A lot of people don't understand, though, a lot of times those are a 50% match. So you have to really look at the project itself and if it's a real benefit for the community and Tuolumne Utilities District.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. Never a dull moment in the water industry.
Well, I'm glad Lisa brought that up. Grants are an extreme important component of our budget, but they're also very challenging, time-consuming, and take a lot of resources. But beyond just grants, we are working with the federal government and through the United States Bureau of Reclamation, State Water Resources Control Board, California Department of Water Resources. I mean, there are some significant partnerships beyond just Tuolumne County out there. We're looking both locally, regionally, and with the state and federal agencies to partner with us to protect our watershed health, our forest health, and our water supply reliability so that our community can afford a high quality of life in terms of their water and sewer needs.
Need to take one more break. We're talking water on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by Lisa Westbrook, Public Relations Coordinator for TUD, as well as Ed Pattison, who is the new General Manager for TUD. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.